Welcome to Minority Corner.
With Aneke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And ladylike. All y'all ladies, it is like you too.
What about us gays?
Y'all too, come on aboard.
Okay, we shutting it down, shutting it down, shutting it down like Thomas Crown. That was Pierce Brosnan. Ooh. He was in Lady Doubtfire. That show was a weird movie about some drag queens and a dad trying to get his kids back. What?
90s movie freestyle.
That's my new single coming out to you in 2022.
Oh my god.
This week on Minority Corner,
what do you have for us, James?
Well, first of all, I think we need to figure out what happened to Pierce Brosnan as you were just pondering into outer space, Aneke.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen him in the theaters in a while.
So what is happening with Pierce Brosnan? Pierce Brosnan, if you're listening, send us a smoke signal, a carrier pigeon, let us know that you're okay.
Or ask us anything.
Or ask us anything. I just want Pierce Brosnan to just send us an audio clip into the Ask Us Anything. Hello, oh James and Aneke. I'm wondering.
I don't think he's that cockney.
We don't know. We haven't seen him for a while. Maybe he's going through some sort of a change.
This is true.
But what I'm also really talking about on top of that, it is a corner about that, where is Pierce Brosnan? And also, so last week we got fired up. And so now the question is, so now what? How do we stay fired up? And I've got some action items for you. Not just you, but everyone.
Hey, I'll take it too. I'm going to be listening because I think that we're on the same wavelength, because what I'm talking about this week are protest songs. You want to stay fired up? You want to know what to do? Well, listen to some music. Get some music in your soul, some protest in your heart, and maybe a little bit of dancing, because that never ruins anything, right?
Not at all. I love it. Absolutely. I think music is a great way to stay fired up, stay engaged. I look forward to hearing what it is that you have to say. And I also posed this question on my Facebook wall and feed, if I might be able to chip in and chime in a few songs. But you might name them as well, so I'll just shut the fuck up.
It's a collaboration. I'm okay with that. Yeah, especially since I've been taking a little bit of a Facebook break.
Okay, yeah, I got you. And we're going to stop, collaborate, and listen.
Yes. Shall
and
we go?
And stay fired up and get active. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yes. Aneke, I just got trolled 5 seconds before we hit record.
I know.
This one guy is part of the 14% of LGBT people who voted for, you know, Donald.
Yeah.
Just sent me this video about Condoleezza. I didn't even see what it was. It's literally about to hit record. I just saw that, like, a video of Condoleezza Rice speaking.
Okay, so, you know, I just got to tell people, keep posting your protest things, keep posting your things on Facebook. But everybody, let's take Facebook with a grain of salt, please. Can we start that movement? A movement
called... Don't take it too seriously, because you're not going to change any hearts and minds. It should just be fun. It should be like a giggle tea pants party.
Yes.
Because you can't get that emotionally invested, because the real fights are outside.
Yes.
I agree with you. Like, continue staying actively engaged. And I'm going to talk about this in my corner. Because we can't let their echo chambers get too crazy.
No.
But like you said, take it with a grain of salt. They're going to throw some Condoleezza Rice videos to show you why that black people that black people are Republican and do support George Bush.
No shit. We know this.
Get that Condoleezza Rice out of my face.
Uh-uh.
Get her out of my face.
Uh-uh.
Get Stacey Dash out of my face.
That needs to be put away back into the recesses of the internet. Ugh. It's just, you know, it just got to a point where it just felt like too many people, and I'm a sensitive person, you know this. So thank you. Soul has been just like flailing around. I go on Facebook and I just feel like sad. And so I'm like, why am I subjecting myself to this? So I will get off that. I will, instead of feeling sad on Facebook, I'll sign a petition, fund something,
beautiful,
give somebody some money.
Yeah.
I'm not quite ready yet to protest, but at some point I will go out there. But
Yeah.
I'm just saying we need to take it off of the books and into the into the real life.
Right. But I think in some, I know for my own case, like I, for some people, it's been really hard to leave home. And yeah. I have definitely struggled with that this week and that I'm not really wanting to be in large groups and large amounts of people. But there's been something comforting about being able to be home and still stay actively engaged in mourning and talk and reading different articles and also inspiring other people and just having conversation and dialogue amongst, like, you know, my people and my folks.
I love it. I think it's great.
I don't have, there are two people in my group of 2,500 that voted for Donald. So
I have so many friends on people. Facebook.
I've been around. You're famous. I travel the world.
Why are you so famous? All I'm saying is everybody needs to do what they can do. If you feel like you can engage on Facebook, please do and keep it healthy. Keep it nice. Keep it pleasant.
Don't bury your head in the sand.
No.
We don't have time for that.
Don't bury your head in the sand. But if you do feel like it's making you sad, it's okay to get off of it from time to time.
Totally. As long as you're still, like, I just challenge people to still stay engaged. Like, people, I just don't want people to take a break.
I want people to actually stay engaged off of the, like, get out there. And if you're going to wear a safety pin, great. Thank you.
Wait, can you? Rewind, you got to explain what that means because not everybody understands that.
Oh, okay. So the safety pin movement is from Brexit. People were doing it in England. And it's basically a way to say that I'm safe. I am not somebody who voted for Brexit. So over here it translates to I am not somebody who voted for Trump. I do not believe in the things that he says. And I'm here to support you. It's basically like putting up a safe space sign on your body, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah, it sort of seems like the reverse of, like, the yellow Jewish star, where people are branding themselves as, like allies, support, like, the whole entire other eyes.
Yeah, it's like wearing a ribbon, like an AIDS ribbon or, like, a autism ribbon. But at the same time, I feel like it should be, like, a seatbelt ticket. Like, you gotta do some, it should be on top of it. It shouldn't be the only thing that you're doing. Like, if you're wearing a...
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, look, I'm wearing a safety pin, and then meanwhile, someone's being harassed, and you're just like, what's on Twitter?
No.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to you a little bit about this earlier. We were texting, and I had hit, you know, it's like, any sort of grief process, a pendulum's going to swing. And so the emotions and feelings, it swings from different sides. And one minute you're fine, next minute you're feeling heartbroken and sad.
Yeah.
And I had hit this moment of just, like, extreme pain and heartbreak. And I was just thinking of, like, you know, why this election hurts for so many. Like, so many people are in pain and in such tears. And it's not just, like, you know, people were upset when Bush won, and but it wasn't to the grave effect that this is.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, Donald represents so many things that I think a lot of our listeners can relate to, whether you're, you know, gay or straight, black, Latino, white woman, man, or whatnot. But I think a lot of our listeners can identify with what it's like to be, feel second class or second or not as good as.
Yes.
And having to work 10 times as hard to get half as much, and or even just being bullied,
right?
Because this was a case that the bully won, and we're told so often, you know, you work hard, you will triumph over these bullies. Like, the bullies will not win in the end, and it was such a slap in the face and a punch in the gut.
Yeah, it's proven that once again,
That once again, the rich white male patriarchal society. Mm-hmm. Like, they already win, and then won even more without even trying. Just showed up.
Yeah.
Said a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
And was rewarded for that and was like, sit your asses down. Sorry, I run this.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. It's one of those moments where it's like the curtains have been pulled back and everything's been exposed to not be as fair and magical as once perceived it to be. So we just need to keep fighting that fight because, you know, just to sit back and let it happen will just not solve anything.
Not at all. And so, yeah.
And there's so many different types of fight, you know, like you and I talking on here, this is a fight.
Right.
People talking to one another and having good dialogue conversations, that's a fight. going out and walking in the streets holding up signs, that's definitely a fight. Even paying...
Are you going to do my corner?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I was like, okay, well, there's that. Oh, okay, she hit on that point, too. Oh, okay, well, I'll just... She done it.
People will forget by the time we get to your corner, because we'll probably end up talking about Patti LaBelle or something, too.
Speaking of, have you seen... I'm just kidding. But I have not. I've been checking celebrity Twitters, and this will go into, like, my Quizlet corner, because I found refuge in celebrity Twitters. I wonder what... I haven't checked out Patty's Twitter yet, what she has to say.
I wonder,
I know she ain't happy.
What would Patty do?
We should definitely look that up. We'll look that up during the break. But I will say I went to the movies to try to go clear my head.
Yes.
I went to go see Doctor Strange, and it was a good movie, but it was hard for me to watch because mentally I just couldn't. And you saw it before the election. I think your experience was much different than mine.
Yes.
And so it was a good movie, but it was just mentally hard for me to really take in all the magical and amazing special effects. Because also right before Doctor Strange came on, they played, you know, fucking a trailer for Matt Damon, that Matt Damon movie where he, that Great Wall of China movie where it just like, I just feel like I am choking on white supremacy where it's like damn near like everywhere I fucking look, it's, you know, just white folks doing great and amazing things.
I mean, but this is what we've been talking about too for forever
since day one. I know, but just seeing it in the context of like everything that is going on. So it's like I challenge people to step out of, you know, all this like white supremacy, that white male patriarchal supremacy that we're surrounding ourselves around, because that's how we got ourselves into this mess. And it's like, I get it that 75% of white people in America don't have friends that are POC. So that's what, all that they're used to seeing. So those of us who that's not our truths, we need to continue challenging ourselves. Aneke talks about this all the time, but stepping outside of programming that is not maybe specifically made for you. Watching movies that have like, you know, POCs in it, or led by POCs, directed by POCs, because we also need to stop, you know, just giving white people more and more money and power and legitimacy and, you know,
like
cuteness and all that good stuff.
Equaling the playing field, basically, what you're saying. And
that's all I'm saying, yeah.
And I have to say that I've read, going back on the nerd tip since we were, you know, you brought up Doctor Strange, and there's a whole controversy with Tilda Swinton. I did, however, I do have to say this, I really enjoyed Benedict Wong's character in Doctor Strange. He plays a librarian, which is near and dear to my heart. And then
Aneka's like, that's me.
I mean, it was fucking awesome to see a badass librarian fucking kicking ass and taking names. And like not being like a weird Asian stereotype, you know, like actually just being a chill, like
chill
human
ass.
Being.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And then what I did hear, Kevin and I can't, is it Feige? Yeah, he's like the head of Marvel.
Yeah.
He said that he is going to make a conscious effort in the future to make Marvel movies way more diverse. And in fact, the next three Marvel movies, the love interest is going to be a woman of color.
Right.
In Thor, in in Spider-Man, and in Black Panther. And I have to, I'm glad that he's going on record and saying this sort of stuff. And because we need more people who are even outside of political realms, like you're saying, you know, like in movies, in music, in the things that we consume in our pastime, we need to see a variety of people.
Right. Which is why it's important for us to continue staying actively engaged. And also, like and don't go see that Matt Damon Great Wall of China movie. Don't go see it. It is a slap in the face to Asian Americans, Asian people across the world. It's a fucking slap in the face. You know, people all over the world have to consistently see white faces on TV and their movies, because a lot of the stuff gets created out of Hollywood and distributed around the world. And then to come up into, you know, up into someone's house and be like, I'm the leader of this, go away. Get out of here. And Scarlett Johansson, I love you to pieces, but I just don't give that movie. We have to say that your money is like a vote for saying, yeah, that, absolutely, I want to support women, but this is the
and
wrong
And you're talking about Ghost
go.
In the Machine.
The Ghost in a Shell movie. Sorry. Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, you can't do it.
Hey, you know what?
Don't even get the bootleg copy.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on, everybody. Let's just realize that if a movie doesn't star or a television show doesn't star a majority of people that look like you, it still can be for you.
Totally.
That's the fact of the matter. Just watch something for the story, damn it.
So everybody, I would love for everybody, actually, go watch Moonlight. I just saw Moonlight.
I keep hearing good things.
Amazing. Please go see it, especially because, like, folks, this is a story is about blackness and gayness all wrapped up into one. My story never gets told. My story is never told. And this movie actually got, like, a huge release across the country. And it also reminded me to step outside of my own bubble, because this is how we got into the situation, is that all of us were so stuck in our, you know, blue liberal bubbles for the most part that we didn't see this other thing that was happening. And even with inside, like, the black community, that this a lead character who it follows, I forget his name. It follows, like, it's even in a world that is different from how I grew up, right? And so sometimes it can be a little jarring. So it's like, well, that's not, you know, how I grew up. But it's like, but this is how there's a fair amount of folks that grew up in these neighborhoods or in these communities or whatnot. And how their struggle of being gay is much, it's different than even how mine was.
I mean, just because you didn't grow up in that type of area doesn't mean that you're not going to get something out of that story, you know? Like, this is, everybody needs to just, if we all listen to each other's stories and experiences, it's
beneficial to everyone, because that's the important thing about story. I saw that. We'll see your head turning. That's how storytelling helps, because again, you know, when we're able to see other people's stories, it humanizes them. We understand their experience that much more. That's why I love about being an artist, because storytelling allows us to connect with other stories and other people's human experiences that maybe are different from our own or that we normally wouldn't experience. And it was very beautiful to see, you know, images of men of color loving men of color. I will say it wasn't as sexy as I would like it to be. And I think that was purposefully done, because we don't see enough images of men of color loving men of color. There's actually, I think, in the gay community, there's so much more interracial relationships than I would say intra relationships, especially within the black community. And I think there's something about that, because, you know, if you're in a community where it's almost like they look down upon gayness, it's almost like to see another black gay man at a gay club, it's almost like, uh-oh, am I in trouble, or you see me, it's almost like we might pretend to not even see each other. And that's what I love about being here in New York, is that, and also there's sometimes we're so few and far between. In San Francisco, I would say that, you know, a lot of the white guys will go for other white guys or Asian guys, and the Asian guys will go for white guys or even other, you know, Asian guys. And then so black folks are just kind of left like, well, what? You know?
That sucks.
And so sometimes, like, there's also such a few amount of us too. So it's like, also, just because there's just one other black guy there doesn't mean, like, I have to go out with him or go make out with him. But what I love about here in New York is that there's such a diversity of black men and Latino men here. And it's just like, there's so many of us and we're so goddamn sexy and hot.
You're just like in a man buffet right now.
I've been making out with so many beautiful black men here. And
James is in a man buffet.
And just New like York 6 foot man eight. Buffet. Like, who are you?
James is in a man buffet.
A beautiful rainbow colored man buffet. What was my point? Anyways, go see Moonlight. It's beautiful, even cinematography. The cinematography of it, the way it's shot, it's just gorgeous. Yeah. It is so beautiful. Go see it.
Yay. Okay. Well, shall we get to your corner?
Or we can keep talking about New York beautiful man buffet. I feel like that's like, I don't know if it's a restaurant or a nightclub or both, but I would like to open it.
It is both. It is, you go in there, you get some food, and then you also get to pick your date for the night.
Yeah. And it's
I'm
going like,
to open that chain.
Minority Corner's man buffet. Coming to a city near you all. All
right.
Here you are.
James.
Yeah.
James. Oh. You're in a man buffet.
Oh, wait. That's not the corner. Although, oh. You thought, we're just going to talk about Pierce Brosnan. No. Or a man buffet. No.
Nope.
I do want to actually, I forgot to do this. I wanted to give shout outs to the cast of Moonlight and the people who behind it. Because I want to start getting, we need to get these names out there into people's minds and ears.
Yes, so we can start supporting them in other ventures too.
So it was written and directed by Barry Jenkins. And it also starred, I forget, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he is in everything. He is...
Oh, Marsala Ali.
Yes. Marsala Ali. So
yeah, he's in Luke Cage.
He's in Luke Cage. He's in House of Cards. He is in like damn near fucking everything. He's coming up, y'all. He's in everything. Also, Janelle Monáe is up in this movie too, which I did not know that she was going to be up in it. But she's
in Hidden Figures too.
She's in Hidden Figures coming out too about the black lady astronaut physicist ladies with Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
And Octavia Spencer up in that movie, too. And the guy who plays the third version of, what's the little guy? Sharon, the lead character. The final version that plays him is, oh my God, he's so fucking sexy. Beyond. And I wanted to see even more sexier things done with him, but, oh wow.
How's his acting?
Oh, that's good too. Acting is great from everyone, from even those little kid actors that play the versions of them. They're also fucking phenomenal. Okay, I digressed. So,
I love it though. That was a good digress.
it's a fun, sexy name dropping digress.
Yeah.
So now what? How do we stay fired up? I've got some action items for you. Some of these I've gleaned and sort of were inspired by Michael Moore. He wrote like a 2-day to-do list. And so I highlighted, I kind of taken on some of those and elaborated on some of them.
I love it.
So here's my thing. So one of the first things that we need to start doing out there, because I know a lot of us are like, nah, what do I do? Well, it's time to go to work. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to mourn and grieve as we go through these next steps and these next years, but it's time to start mobilizing and taking some action. So the first thing we need
Winter came and gone. It is time for spring.
Yes, it is time.
To action.
It's a spring into action. Winter is coming and we need to prepare. We need to prepare. So we're going to create, we need to create a strong oppositional united movement of resistance. So,
ooh, I like those words.
So this is even, uniting amongst, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, politicians like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, celebrities, Move On. We all need to, start coming together. And one way organization in particular, I just joined this. Actually, someone just invited me to this. And you guys can find this on Facebook. It's an organization that I think might be the umbrella coalition and movement behind this. It's called Our Future. You can find this on Facebook, Our Future. One of the groups is called the Organizers Roundtable. And this started moving really fast. And we've already started getting, we've broken up by region. So there's Our Future, the Northeast, Our Future, the Southwest, Our Future. Yeah. And so we're organizing. You can find them on Facebook, but it's going to move over into Slack, which is a different, I don't know if you guys know about Slack, but it's a different online sort of communication tool. More so off the grid than Facebook, which can be a little creepy when it gets to, like, FBI-type bullshit,
I think that's smart because there's a lot of monitoring going on.
Absolutely. So what they're pretty much asking for is for people who are working in the political sector, researchers, artists, thinkers, graphic designers, folks in tech, strategists, stay-at-home moms, folks to run in local elections and larger offices and everyone in between. So everyone, if you're looking for something to do, which is everyone, we need to join on into Our Future because we're going to start organizing and start because there's no – the Republicans, they have like a huge year-long game plan. They're very organized. They know what they're doing. But I think a lot of us in our age, especially like 20s and 30s, we kind of just go on about our day and we have our little votes. But now we need to get more active and involved. Right. So I definitely recommend off that. And then tailoring off of that, what I'm encouraging us, everyone, is to get more involved. So part of that is also going to be we need to start seeing us running for office.
Ooh, look at you. Yes.
I think that we have this misconception that, you know, I mean, of course we were let down by the Democratic Party. We need to take it over. Or if we really are serious about doing the Bernie Sanders front of creating a new party, then we need to start running for local offices and moving into his coalition. You can sign up on the Bernie Sanders website to if you are interested in running for office. There is some connections there. You can sign up through his website. And yeah, so, you know, local government, city council,
I love it.
School board, and maybe some of you have the clout to even start running for state legislators. But essentially what it comes down to, we need to do what Papa Pope said. We need to get some power.
What did you say?
We need to get
there
some
we go.
Power.
Thank you.
Because,
yes.
And I'm all for going out into the streets, but we need to actually be in the rooms where decisions are actually being made. And I'll tell you this.
Like in the Hamilton song.
Exactly. I don't know which song that is, but I imagine it goes like this. Hamilton, I want to get some power, be up in the room. Where my singers
close.
At?
It's
where my background
the
singers?
Where it happens. The room where it happens.
Oh.
I want to be where the room where it happens.
Sounds like there a Kuna Matata.
Yeah, it's very jazzy. It's it's one of the jazz songs.
Oh, okay. I'm into it. Lin Moran, Miranda, loving it.
Yeah.
That man is sexy as all hell. And you know what? Of course the Democratic Party let us down because, y'all, how long did we expect old white people to fight for us? They don't know what they're doing. And if government, because a lot of the top leadership at the Democratic side, it's a bunch of old ass white people. And why are they representing the rest of us? And if government,
it's the same as with the movies. We're talking about, oh, we want representation and we want people to see us. This is the same way in politics. We got to get our voice in there, make it a diverse voice, and then we'll be able to cover all the aspects that aren't covered.
Because that is the point of a democracy, is that, like, you're supposed to have people representing you for your voice and your ideas. It's not supposed to be people just trying to get pushed through what their own personal ideas and beliefs are, but, pushing forward what their communities want, being the voice for their people. So we need to come together. We need all of you all out there. There are listeners out there who you can do it. You can absolutely start going to your council meetings, especially women in POC. And if you're an ally, if you're like a straight white dude, sure, you can run. Or is there someone else that you can tap and say, hey, I think you should run for an office and I'm going to help you and support you and back you up?
You're right, because remember, there was a record number of women of color who got elected into Senate and House of Representatives, but the number is under five.
Y'all. It's not like it's not huge. And also, the 30 youngest people in Congress, out of the 30, out of 11 of them, only out of 11 out of 30 of them, only 11 of them are Democrats. So the Republicans have been putting for a long time. They're already running for local offices and they've been planting their seeds for their party for a long time. And I doubt that their party platform is going to switch to wanting police and prison reform, women's rights, equal pay, freedom of religion. I doubt that's going to happen. So we need to really start putting our own people into place and being the voices of our people. You can also go to Emily's List. It's a good resource to keep track of candidates. Emily's List. Yeah, it's essentially, it's a list that is pumping up like issues for women in POC, and it's candidates that they support, seats that are opening up soon. So I think we all need to start running for office. And here's the good news. I was like, oh no, I can't run for office. I've been to too many parties. I've done some drugs. I've said some shit on my Facebook, on this podcast. But here's the great news.
Who hasn't?
Donald Trump has proven that anyone can run. Right. And I'm so serious. It's been a gift because no longer do you need to be the perfect cookie cutter family person. Fuck
it's
that.
So
have strong ass convictions. Say what, fire up people to vote for you. Get them
you
out
are
to vote
so right.
And you're good to go. So that's beautiful. What he's done is he knocked down a different glass ceiling of the old days of politics are out. You can stick to it. And if they want to say, well, I see naked photos of you doing a bunch of coke off of an elephant's ass, you say, I'm going to stick to the issues. And what I want to do.
Actually, That is a good ass silver lining. It is like, if you done fucked up, it's okay. You can move past it.
Doesn't matter. This man had one of the...
You don't gotta be perfect no more.
No more. So we all can absolutely run. So go out there, start reading, start organizing for that. And also, Minority Corner is gonna back you up. We're happily gonna support our Minority Corner kids. I trust you, even if you're just like... Free dicks for everyone. Well, that is a position I can get behind.
You know, so James will fully support you. I will be the one who will sit there and side-eye you a little bit. Because, like, if you're saying free dicks for everyone, are these willing participants? Are these, you know, like...
Here's the thing. I would still support any Minority Corner kids run, because at least, like, and maybe someone else is going to run against you, but I support the fact that you are at least trying to run and getting out there. Like,
all right,
I'll support you.
I give you that.
And, you know, a vote is different, but I will support a run. Protesting, we talked about this. I think it's awesome. Anyone who tells you that protesting never did anything, tell them to sit the fuck down. And then they can and then they can protest it. And then it's like, oh, see, look, you're not sitting down anymore because you protested me telling you to sit the fuck down.
Oh, look at you.
The civil rights movement would not have happened if people did not organize, take to the streets. It also shows a message to the world that half of the people who voted are not in support. More than half. Hillary Clinton's lead continues to increase. It's like up to like 1.8 million, and there's still like 4 million votes from California, these absentee votes that haven't been counted yet. So it also keeps the government on watch. Donald had a chance, or still has a chance, to appoint a diverse cabinet of thinkers, which he said he was going to get the best. That's what he said. It looks like that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be mostly white dudes, some who don't believe in climate change.
Ben Carson.
Some who don't. Some who believe that being gay is a choice. And some who believe
that's
in creationism. And folks from Wall Street. So we have to stay up on this. We've got to stay up on top of our... you know, our politicians in continuing to protest, it slows down their being to try to just pass all this legislation. Let the people continue to speak up. Michael Moore said that we need to fire all the pundits, predictors, and pollsters, folks in the media who refuse to see what was really going on.
I completely agree. Oh, can I just back up real quickly?
Yeah.
I fully support protesting. But I don't support smashing windows and destruction of just normal. Like, a friend of mine's business window has been broken in 3 times.
Yeah, and don't do that.
That's a local. You don't want to deter. You don't want to give the local news a reason to say that this protest is negative.
Correct.
That's all I want to say.
Absolutely.
You know.
Which is speaking of the media, y'all remember they fucked up, and I said this last week. We needed to step away from, like, the 24-hour news cycles and feeding into it. These pundits don't know what the fuck that they're talking about. These are paid positions. They're not doing the research.
Right.
It's bullshit. So turn off from it.
Yes.
All of the, like, you know, even Huffington Post, which I love, they did not accept the polls from phone campaigns. So you know who uses the phone? Old people. They're not on the online internet. You know, not as much. And they only were accepting these online polls where, of course, the data's all fucked up. You know, and I also just, you know, and these folks who, and, you know, the media is going to keep saying the stuff about, you know, we need to heal the divide and come together, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, sure. And they're going to be kissing Donald's ass before we know it. Absolutely. But you know what? I look forward to seeing those who voted for Donald. You know, there's so many of them are saying, you guys just come together and... That's not what they were saying when Obama lost, I'll tell you. I mean, when President Obama won. And I look for, you know, why do the people of the oppressed have to keep coming to their oppressors? You know, you know, there's hundreds of incidences that are occurring across the country in terms of violence towards Muslims, Blacks, Asians, Latinos, LGBT, women.
Right.
And saying that these are isolated incidences, that's not helping. So I look forward to those who voted for Donald, who are in support of that. I look forward to seeing how you shut this down, how you shut down your opposite, these people on your side. Because this is your side. If all Muslims... Like, when there's a terrorist attack, they make, like, all Muslims have to answer up for, you know, all the terrorist attacks that happen. You have to answer for the folks that are on your side, the folks that, you know, the KKK is in your group, so you got to take ownership of it. You don't get to skate away from it.
Yeah, you need to say that I don't support the KKK. It's pretty easy.
Right. Yeah. You should say that is disgusting. I don't support them. Here's what I do support, and I'm looking out for you.
It's not a hard thing to say.
Wear a fucking safety pin. Do your thing. I know. It's really not. You know, turn. Yeah.
I completely agree with you. I just feel like at this point, what we really need to be funding in order to get proper media is we need more independent news channels to come up to cut down the echo chamber, to cut down the pundits, to cut down all this stuff, to actually look at the facts, actually get sources that are correct, actually... Yes. Go out and pull like people that are outside of urban areas. We need to, if I hear about any sort of independent news source, I am going to publicize it and promote it and put as much support behind it as possible, because that's where I think we are losing our connection. Like, yes, come together, whatever. But what we really need to do is get the facts and really understand what's happening. A lot of us don't know our right hand from our left hand, and that's a problem. That's totally a big-ass problem.
Yeah, and like something you were saying, I mean, this is a grassroots effort that needs to happen, is that we do need to start getting into our own communities, and that's from, you know, knocking on doors, having conversations, funding. We need to start fundraising towards charities that stand to be threatened, like Planned Parenthood. And you can so start making these donations to these organizations that are probably going to have their funding cut or whose rights are going to be attacked. And for Planned Parenthood, a fun thing that you can do is make a donation in Mike Pence's name and use his governor's address. And I'm so dead serious.
So you can get flyers? What's happening?
Exactly. Have a little fun with it. Or any other politician who wants to cut Planned Parenthood, make a donation in their name and use their office. Stay on your Congress reps. You know, they need to be ready to fight. Just as the Republicans on both times President Obama was elected, took office, they were already ready to fight all of his legislation. So we need to do the same, because if we slow down their shit that they're trying to pass, awesome. It might be a slow year for 4 years for progress to be made. The point is to stop the progress that has been made from that being detracted.
Right. It's almost like if you have a bucket and you have a hole that your bucket's filled with sand or water, whatever.
Whatever analogy you want to use.
If you have a hole in it and you know that it's going to be spilling out, we're trying to slow the spill. We don't want the whole bottom of the damn bucket to fall off. We know that some shit's about to happen in the next 2 to 4 years.
Yep.
So it's time for us to slow it down. And by talking to your congressman, by talking to your senator, by supporting different organizations that might get defunded, by supporting one another, by having good, meaningful, non-blamey conversations where you can actually get down to the root and try and fix this shit, we will slow that sand, water, tchotchkes from pouring out of your bucket.
You know? Let me roll through. I have quite a few more that I want to make sure that I get through here. So we need to stop putting money into white supremacist orgs, right? Support black businesses, local businesses. Don't destroy those local businesses that Aneke was talking about. And stop fucking shopping at Walmart. Fucking stop shopping at Walmart. I'm so dead fucking serious. They are supporters of everything that we do not stand upon. Stop putting money in their fucking pockets.
I haven't been to a Walmart in forever.
And tell your family to stop shopping at Walmart too. Like, tell them. Spread the word. Take self-defense classes. This is specifically for, you know, Muslims, POCs, LGBT, and women. We don't need to live in fear. We need to empower ourselves. So now is the time, honestly, take self-defense classes. There are things that are happening. Offer up a safe space if you have one, if you have a club or a space or an organization, how you can make these. Ask your politicians to offer more self-defense classes. Also, remember that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, and it's even increasing by more. I said this earlier. That is a good thing. More people are in favor of progressivism and liberalism. Michael Morris says that he says to impeach Trump, and I say pump the brakes on that. And here's why I say that.
Yeah, I don't want President Pence. I really don't.
Exactly. Remember, what the other option is Pence. On the one hand, like, Donald sucks and is awful.
He's awful,
but at least, like,
but
he... Honestly, like, up until, like, a few years ago, he was a Democrat. He was, you know, rich, white, liberal type of Democrat, far removed, and didn't really get it. But Pence, you know what his platform, he's going to toe the party line of the Republicans. He's not going to be better. He's going to be worse. So I'm for if it's going to, you know, again, slow the progress and distract Republicans from trying to get any legislation passed, but...
Yeah, slow it down.
Slow it down. We also need to work towards abolishing the Electoral College.
Sign that petition. That's going around.
It has roots in slavery. It is connected to the Three-Fifths Compromise because you get Electoral College points based on the amount of senators and House of Reps people that you have. The Three-Fifths Compromise recognized black people as three-fifths a person. So they didn't, in terms of population, like Virginia, each slave was counted as three-fifths a person. They weren't allowed to vote, but they were counted for that state to have representation. And it's very similar to today, whereas people who've been in prison are counted towards that population, but still not allowed to vote. So it doesn't make sense. We need to abolish the Electoral College.
I really want to highlight what you said about the Three-Fifths Compromise. Like, if this was law written into the way that we govern, we clearly have a sick system that we need to fix.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I agree. And so we need to refix this. And also voter registrations, we need to be looking at that. A lot of black folks can't vote. There's still racist voter ID laws that have been in effect since the days of segregation and Jim Crow.
Yep.
We also need to tell President Obama to get the Army Corps of Engineers down to Flint, Michigan, and dig up those poisonous pipelines. They're still there. Nothing's been changed. We also need to demand that President Obama investigates FBI Director James Conway. That 11-day bombshell that he dropped, did it hurt Hillary? It detracted some Democrats from going to the polls and strengthened the Republicans to going to the polls.
And that's an example of Republicans slowing down our progress.
Right.
That's so what we need to do.
Slow them down. There's a full force, full court press. I have two more points that I want to read. I'm going to start with the last one. I think you're going to be like, But the first set of my last two that I want to go through, stay informed of what you can do if someone you see is being harassed or something. I'll post onto, someone made a little pamphlet about what to do. When I hear pamphlet,
I know. Love a pamphlet, just so like they, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln loves a pamphlet. I will not listen to anything unless it is a pamphlet form. So if you see someone being harassed, which we're seeing a lot of this around the country, you can engage in conversation with the person that's being attacked. Engage with them.
Yes.
Don't make eye contact with whoever is the harasser. Just ignore them. It's like they don't exist. Pick a random discussion and just start discussing it. So you can just be like, hey, so did you ever see the movie The Last Unicorn? Pretty fucking depressing, right?
Good.
Really creepy kids movie.
Maybe not that topic, but.
Keep building the safe space. And continue the conversation until the attacker just leaves, and escort the person if necessary to a safe place. So especially for those of you who are hyper privileged, so straight white dudes, you've got some hyper privilege going on for you. You can absolutely get them there. So we don't need to add flames to this harasser. We just need to de-escalate the situation.
I love this because it's non-confrontational. It's a way to curb it, to stop it without. Yeah. Endangering.
They feed on you getting riled up and anger. And the person who it's happening to, it's alarming. You don't know what to do. So you got to step in there. If you see this happening, step in. If you're a bystander, you are a part of the problem and you might as well be engaging in the attacks yourself. So if you've got that safety pin, again, you got to do something about it. And the last thing I want to end on is, this is my own personal one.
Okay, here we go.
Have fun trolling. Feel free to be a troll. Permission to troll away. I got trolled for fucking years by some craziness. I got trolled before we fucking started this. And they're relentless and they're mean. So what I say about this is, we said this earlier, have fun with it. Don't take it seriously. Call BS where there's BS, because we need to limit the echo chambers that are happening. I think we disengage. And what happened is we shouldn't have, because they just got crazier when we disengaged. Yeah. So, you know, and what I say is that you can just sort of ask them to connect the dots. I've been coming from a very place of just curiosity and ignorance and just trying to gain understanding. And ask them to connect the dots for you. So, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Like, how do you feel about your candidate being endorsed by the KKK? Is that weird to you? That's so fascinated. Pose questions. Put this and this up in the air and ask them to connect the dots of, do those things mean each other? Like, do you see a correlation between the rise in police violence and Donald being elected? And also, what I also say is also empower them to do something about it. I left a lot of people saying, wow, that's really interesting. I look forward to seeing what you're going to do as an ally to help unify this country. Actions speak a lot louder than words. So I look forward to seeing how you're going to stick up for your fellow Americans who are Muslim and gay, Black and Latino. There's never going to be a winner. So walk away at any point. You know, say something fun. Keep it fun, upbeat. I'm going to go enjoy the sunshine. Have a great day. It's been fun. Leave lots of X's and O's. Keep it cute. Keep it cute. Let them be the crazy one. And also feel free to call him Donald. You don't ever need to call him any. They've said such terrible things about President Barack Obama. So feel free.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I also like the idea of keeping it pleasant, because I feel like there's, especially right now, everybody is in a hole. We're all in a hole, and I am one where it is better to try and climb out of the hole with positivity. And if you are positively trolling, I'm fine with that. And like, I don't know, we all need to band together and be positive and uplifting through all of this shit, because if you feed into it, it will eat you alive.
Totally. You know? That's why I'm saying don't take it seriously. And also, I mean, I also will say this too, and I said this before, our focus does really need to be like, trolling is like the last thing. If you casually do it, not hunting for it, we do need to strengthen our base. That's what it is about. They strengthen their base and it worked. This is not necessarily, I do not feel like this is a moment of let's all come together, kumbaya, hold hands. This is a grab for power, and we need to strengthen our own base. So we need to go after the people that didn't vote. 7 million people didn't show up that showed up for Barack Obama, did not show up this year for Hillary Clinton. So we need
people to vote.
We need to impassion those people, and sometimes just the people on the fringe, the people who just kind of went over to Donald Trump's side. They just didn't really like Hillary Clinton. Like, the people who are so far gone, there's no, I'm not trying to connect to that. There's nothing.
No.
I'm not trying to, it's a lost cause, I feel like, at this point. This is a grab to strengthen for some power. So strengthen our own base, rally people to get active and get involved, get their voices out there, and we're going to fucking, you know, make America, we're going to fix it, as Maneke said, because they done fucked it up. Put on a hat.
Amen to all right. that, James. So
we've got a long list. There's hella shit to do. So put down the bonbons, put down the Netflix. As someone said, it's like a new Britney Spears song. It's like, put down the bonbons, down the Netflix. That's you better work, bitch.
That is our theme song for the rest of this year, is work, bitch.
You better
bitch.
Work, bitch, because we have things to do for the next 4 years. Y'all better work, bitch. We got to work.
Right?
All right.
Exactly. But also have some fun, too. Like, I are having some fun with this.
Yeah, totally. But y'all need to get to work, bitch.
Ooh, we are in my corner. My corner.
Here we go.
Upon this corner because yesterday I broke my own promise and looked at Facebook, and I got inspired by some of the things that were posted on there. And then,
see, good thing you went on there.
But then I got down because I saw some sad stuff on there too. And I was like, I need to, for my own mental health, my own preservation, I need to listen to some music. And I was thinking, you know who I haven't listened to in a long time is Fela Kuti. And Fela Kuti is... he basically created and made popular the music type Afrobeat in Nigeria during the late 60s and early 70s, became super popular. And a lot of things that people don't really know about his music is that it is hyper political, but it is so much fun. Like, his beats are so fucking infectious. It's like out of control. And granted, he was a character himself and he had some shady business that he was involved in. But I mean, if you want to look into him, there's a movie on Netflix called Finding Fela, which is all about the musical that was created for him, which was excellent too.
And I heard really good things about that music.
Oh yeah, I saw it. It was really good. And Fela himself, it's like a history of him. He's a really fascinating person. But what I'm focusing on is the fact that, one, you can have a protest song that is really inspiring and also can ramp you up and make you feel good. It is amazing. Yeah. And I wanted to, I was really inspired by this, and I noticed that NME, which is like a music magazine, they actually released a article called Fight the Power, 28 of the Best Protest Songs on November 10th. So it was almost like they had a little bit
They knew what was up. They were like, people need this. Yeah. And people have. Like, I posted on Facebook. People have been listening. I said, you know, what are... I was listening to a lot of Adele to fill my, like, brokenhearted soul.
Yeah.
And I posted on Facebook what people are listening to. And they... I'm curious to see if what you have is also what they had, too.
I'm sure. And there's... I was thinking, because there was two different aspects that I wanted to go to. And I'm going to post this link, too, because on Color Lines, they have some soothing songs to listen to heal you. Yeah. Healing and preserving. But I think that's great, and everybody needs to do that. But I think sometimes listening to a protest song will inspire you in a way that you wouldn't have never imagined. And to hear some of the lyrics of some of these songs, I was listening to some of the lyrics of Fela's music yesterday, and it was all about oil and people in control who are shady people. And this is in Africa, and just a lot of the parallels will become apparent and will inspire you to hopefully create some art on your own. I'm honestly looking forward to all of the comedy, the art, the inspiration, the music that's going to come from this, because we need to start inspiring ourselves and each other.
Right. Very true.
Okay. So let's get to some of these songs.
I want to hear the songs. Is Patti LaBelle on this list?
Huh?
Is Patti LaBelle on this list?
Sadly, no.
Oh, they need to get a Patti song on here.
I know. Okay, so Creedence Clearwater Revival. And the best part about this list, they cover a lot of different genres of music. So while some of these songs, I would just be like, meh, I don't feel like listening to that, there's always another one that's going to pique my interest. And in the sake of diversity, I inspire some of you guys to branch out and try some music that you wouldn't normally listen to as well. Because music is usually... Absolutely. Where we as a population like to divide ourselves on, like, oh, I only listen to rock, oh, I only listen to country. Let's try listening to
this. This ain't middle school
things anymore.
Right. Yeah, back in middle school, we used to do that shit. She's a rocker, he's a hip hopper. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Music. Mostly all stolen from black people anyway. So.
Yeah, let's be real. Okay, so the first one, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. John Fogerty was always good at portraying embittered outsiders, but this attack on a well-heeled Vietnam draft dodger, specifically President Dwight D. Eisenhower's grandson, David, found his invective allied to a weapons-grade chorus, too. So, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son, about Vietnam vets. Oh, Bjork, Declare Independence. This one is good. If you want to listen to that and feel like you are about to jump into the air with a fist pump, this is a good one.
Yes.
It was, let's see, in the original form, this rolling avant-garde electro call to arms could apply to any state. But it was originally written for the Faroe Islands in Greenland. So... Even just know that all of these songs aren't going to be in about what's happening now, but you can still use them, you know? Create a mix, like CD, or nobody makes mixed CDs or tapes anymore.
Well, you make a mixtape.
Make a Spotify list. I don't know what the young people are doing.
Oh, yeah, and then share it onto my Minority Corner. We can compile the music that you're listening to and create a Minority Corner. Take action playlist.
I love it. Play it on your way to work and just like kick that door in when you get to work. Another song on the list.
I am here.
I'm here, motherfuckers.
No. We decided we're not going to say the word motherfucker anymore.
So good. I want to wake up every morning and say that. I'm here, motherfuckers.
No. You can just say like, I'm here, fuckers.
There you go.
It just makes you look a little bit crazier, but. for some reason. I don't know. It's just, I'm here, fuckers.
I'm here, fuckers. Okay, so Radiohead, you and Who's Army. Radiohead is super political.
Yeah.
But this one is, the political dimension of Radiohead's music is often missed. Thom Yorke was obsessed with Will Hutton's assault on Thatcherism, the state we're in, while writing OK Computer. But it was only with Amnesiac that the band's rage became specific, rather than oblique. On this track, the word crony suggests the target could only be Tony Blair. So Radiohead, you in Whose Army?
Gotcha.
Oh, for all my riot girls out there, Bikini Kill, New Radio, a 90-second splurge of sexual self-determination that combines chainsaw riffing, gender politics, and pure uncaged physicality.
Yes, yes.
I just saw Kathleen Hanna perform, and it was amazing. So was if amazing. You get to go to one of those concerts, please do.
Absolutely.
Oh, here's another famously political 90s band, Rage Against the Machine. Sleep Now in the Fire.
Yeah.
So the band shot the Michael Moore-directed video outside of New York Stock Exchange, spooking security staff into locking the front doors. So speaking of Michael Moore, like you did in your last piece, Rage Against the Machine, there's the video for Sleep Now in the Fire was directed by Michael Moore.
That's awesome. I love it. Scare them, Wall Street folks.
Okay, this is number one. Everybody should listen to this right now. In fact, when you're done with this podcast, just go to YouTube and play this song, okay? Everybody ready for this one?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Absolutely. Because this song is, yes, this should inspire you.
We need to. I'm not even going to give any, like,
little spoilers,
any reasons or whatever. You guys just need to go and listen to the song because it will rev you up like nobody's fucking business.
Yeah.
Oops. Flavor Flav is a joke, but you could ignore that because Chuck D is awesome.
You just gotta keep it light and funny.
I'm not gonna say, NWA, you could do Fuck the Police, but A Piece of Me is kind of like NWA. I really, as a woman, feel like they did not portray themselves honestly in their movie, Straight Outta Compton.
Fair enough, yeah.
But
what about, I feel like Tupac has some good music and some good songs.
Keep especially your head like up by Tupac, do it. That's a good one.
Especially like,
it's not a protest song, but
it's inspiring. Especially once he died, his music got a lot softer. As he was on the island recording that music. I know what you're doing. I am waiting for Tupac running 2020. That's who I'm voting for. Tupac and you leave Michelle Obama alone. But if she wants to run with Tupac, I will not be mad.
Okay. Prince. Sign of the Times. So Prince had... This is basically Prince's What's Going On. You know, like... the Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah.
Sign of the Times was his, where he was talking about AIDS, gang wars, looming nuclear apocalypse. It's his social commentary. So, and one of his lyrics in the song go, "What do Hurricane Annie and the Challenger disaster have to do with urban deprivation?" So let's support some Prince had a protest song, so let's listen to that. He wasn't all about, like, purple and being sexy. He was highly political and donated a lot without saying who he was. That's one of the things that I really want to emphasize, especially about the safety pin movement, because I support it and I don't want to detract from it. But a lot of times being an ally means doing things invisible without getting that pat on your back, without being the hero. And Prince really lived that life. He walked that walk. So I want to emphasize other allies, because I mean, I'm allies to communities that I'm not a part of. I am not looking for that savior. I'm not looking for that, oh, get a pat on your back for supporting these people. Like, you just do it because it's right.
I'd like to also, if you're going to put Prince into the mix, can I add Michael Jackson's They Don't Really Care About Us?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Especially because there's two different versions of the music video. One was shot by director Spike Lee, and then there's another one that is shot in a prison, and it's actually incredibly powerful. The prison one was never released, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
But it's that song will get you revved up.
Yeah, that's a good one. Definitely Michael Jackson, they don't really care about us. To switch gears, Black Sabbath.
What?
They have a protest song called War Pigs. So this is, Black Sabbath has anti-war sentiments that merged into pagan mysticism. Whoa. So I'm saying, don't judge a book by its cover. I did not expect Black Sabbath to have a protest song on this list, and they do.
They do.
So
with their magic.
Let's fucking start listening to some of this stuff. Metallica, they have a song called One, and it is an indirect protest song, but it is chilling for that because it is one of the most terrifying anti-war songs ever. Oof,
wow.
Scary. But let's listen to anti-war songs so we don't get ourselves into one.
Good call. Keep it on watch.
Of course, we have Billie Holiday on here with Strange Fruit, which is about all the lynching of black people.
Yep.
It is a haunting, sad, awful, but important song.
Yep, agreed.
Dead Kennedys, California Uber Allies, Jello Biafra's Fantasy Dystopia, Jerry Brown, one-time governor of California, enforces his policies with the ruthlessness of a fascist dictator, references to Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in Orwell's 1984, contribute to an unhinged yet cleverly nuanced tirade.
Nice. Damn.
So
using
if you
want to
get your punk on.
Yeah.
And then just to give a couple of more, one, I really wanted to say this one because a lot of people think that this is like not a protest song, but Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, if you actually listen to the lyrics, it is not patriotic. It
not
is
at
very
all.
Much a protest song where shit's fucked up. So
yeah. And that's so funny because like the Republicans want to always play it at their like conventions and parties, but it's like very like anti like a lot of the shit. It's not just being born in the USA. It's like, there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in this country.
Exactly. Which is, fuck yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Hip hop, Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Just listen to all of his stuff.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Brilliant man. Just all of Kendrick Lamar.
Two songs that I think are good. The one on the list is The Black or the Berry. Definitely listen to that one. And then also, I think All Right is good, too, because not only is it a protest song, it is uplifting as well.
Yeah.
J. Cole, Be Free. This is all about police brutality. So if you want to get your R&B on with some J. Cole, listen to that.
Oh, I saw him perform at Outside Lands. Yeah, another one.
I'm not gonna do...
Is it Aqua?
Yeah, this one's good.
No. Is it Aqua?
Good one to end on.
Is it Aqua?
No. Barbie Girl is actually a protest song. No.
Fighting the Establishment, and it's really like a women's empowerment song.
If you listen to the lines between each... between Come
Who
On
knew?
Barbie, Let's Go Barbie is... No.
Yeah. Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party. She's like, no, no. No. No, 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 I don't want to.
So the last song that I think everybody should listen to
yeah.
is, and it's kind of cheesy, but you know what? Let's just listen to it because I really enjoy the song, and there was a lot of great moments when these people performed this song at several awards shows a couple years ago. Common and John Legend, Glory. I think more than ever, we need to revisit this song because it is all about the civil rights movement, because it was for the movie Selma, which was directed by our girl, Ava DuVernay.
Absolutely.
And we're about to get into another one of these big, giant history book moment, revolution, civil rights movements. And this is a good song to connect that time to now. So Common and John Legend, Glory. Listen to it. Feel it. Feel the protest. Kick in the door of where you work. Get empowered.
Can I add just a few, some that were on the list of the folks of my on Facebook? And maybe you might have some ideas about this, too. They said people are listening to some David Bowie.
Sure.
A Tribe Called Quest just released a new album, which apparently is very woke.
Very good.
Yeah. And then you talked about this before, just I want to add to the list, but Solange, A Seat at the Table.
Yes. I would say it's protest, but it's also soothing. And if you just need some good jams with lyrics that just like feed your soul, that's a good one.
What about Leonard Cohen? I don't really know his music. And I think he just died.
He just died, and people are upset about it, obviously, because it's sad to lose yet another influential musician. I didn't really know much about Leonard Cohen. I know he has a popular song called Hallelujah, which on Saturday Night Live, they had Kate McKinnon dress up as Hillary Clinton singing it.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
He has some other ones that people were putting quotes to that were very apropos to what's going on right now. So I don't know enough about his music. And the Hamilton soundtrack.
Yes, listen to the Hamilton soundtrack. I feel like I really, if you need music to soothe you, listen to some soothing ass music. But also don't just stay in that zone, y'all. Yeah. You gotta keep trying to dig yourself out. And sometimes protest music is upbeat for a reason. Yeah. You know?
Well, and I think the great thing is, like, this, the music that you've put on here is through the decades. And I've seen a lot of, I think for some of us younger folks, this is such a huge devastation that we haven't seen on necessarily this scale on the political field, right? You know, 2000 was devastating, but this is a whole new level, I think, of political devastation that we're experiencing. And again, folks have experienced far, like, worse. And we at least have technology to keep us connected and keep us informed. And there's a great majority of folks who are woke. And so I think this music, for these lists, there are examples of people who've made it through tough times. And I think that this music that you're putting forward is a reminder that we will make it through this. We've made it through, you know, in the 80s when they wouldn't acknowledge that the AIDS epidemic was even a thing. We've made it through Jim Crow. We've made it through, you know, the Democratic Convention that ended up in a riot. Like, we have survived that. This is part of the process. And sometimes in politics, you don't get what you want. That's part of the process, you know.
Right.
We lost, and this music is gonna rally us up as we move forward to the other. Our corners went hand in hand this week.
They did. It's nice. We are on the same wavelength.
Because we've got the action items. It's like you've got the action items, and then the music to listen to while you accomplish those action items.
Yes,
you need a good soundtrack.
We got you here at Minority Corner. We're going to tell you what to do and what to listen to.
Exactly. We got you. We got you, got you, got you, pow.
Yes. Thank you. I completely agree with all of this. We got this. If you have a roof over your head and some food to eat, you can fight this fight.
We got this. And don't forget, you also got Patti LaBelle up on the YouTube, so you've got this.
Yeah. If you need a little sauna respite, just watch that. Watch her yell for some cue cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So there it is. All right, I got a Quizlet for you.
I'm ready to be quizzed.
All about celebrities and their reactions to the election.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, be ready.
Quizlet Corner.
What you got? Well done, Aneke. I threw you a curveball right before we started recording. Yeah, Aneke is pro, and she snapped into it.
You got me. I am a professional, James.
You are. I absolutely have no doubt about that. I couldn't ask for a better coat. We are rocking this out.
Yes.
So this one is all about celebrities' reactions to the election. I am obsessed with celebrities, obviously.
Yeah.
And I found solace in going to their Twitter accounts and being like, okay, what is Kerry Washington saying? What is Shonda Rhimes saying? What is Gabrielle Union saying? I just needed some comfort, because it's just something about, I don't know, these celebrities, that they are human too, and they are upset and reacting. So one of these is not true. There are five.
Okay.
One of these reactions is not true. So, Oprah is actually under fire for her response and praise of Donald. Could be true, could not be true.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Lena Dunham of Girls says, don't agonize, organize. Could be true. Could not be true. Okay. Mariah Carey and J-Lo have decided to put aside their differences and form a coalition of women in POCs. Mariah Carey admitting, I do know her, and we are united.
That's cute.
Number three, Britney Spears commands her fans to stand the fuck up the day after the election. Could be true. Could not be true. Number four, or the last one, number five, Olivia Pope has been trending since the election.
Oh, shut up.
Could be true. Could not be true. Which one do you think is not true?
Okay, so I have a little beef to pick with you because I know which one is fake. But I know, but one of them, I think you kind of smudged it a little bit too smudgety smudge.
What happened?
Okay, first of all, the fake one, hell no, ain't no Mariah Carey and J-Lo getting along. Hell no.
There's no Mariah Carey and J-Lo coalition where she's like, I do know her. I admit it. I do actually know her.
Even though that would be a petty ass way for her to admit it, but that is not true.
If Mariah Carey were to admit it, that's exactly how she would do it.
That's exactly how she'd do it.
Okay, to discuss
this Quizlet.
But here's
my thing I got to give with you.
Okay, what?
Oprah did not praise Donald Trump. She just said hope is alive and well or some shit like that. She saw him hella humbled going to go talk to Obama. And then she was like, here's to hope, or just like hopity hope. And people were like, fuck you, Oprah. And I'm like, whoa, okay, let's direct your anger somewhere else.
I think the thing is that happened is that she did this like the next day. So the next day, like this, the politics moves so fast. Like it's 18 months to campaign. And then it's like 10 weeks before Donald Trump moves in. And like the next day, President Barack Obama like had to like invite him over to the house. And black people having to be, we are magical unicorns because the shit that that man said to him. For months, for years, and had to be like the better person. Like, we continuously always have to be the better forgiving people. It's just, we always have to. Like, again,
sometimes when we're in high positions, if we're petty asses and like Mariah Carey and like love and hip hop, then we take the
But
low
again,
ass
like 600 years of slavery, it is a miracle that, and like, you know, Japanese folks were put into internment camps. Japan itself is like, you know, cool with America, even though they dropped two fucking nukes on them. But she did say, Oprah's like, I could be wrong, but she could sense from Donald's language after his acceptance speech that he had been humbled by this thing. And she said, everybody take a deep breath. And Sean King was like, I am stumped. I want to assume that maybe she means something deeper than is coming through this Twitter wall. Some people were like, deep breaths won't help women who need abortions, Oprah. I think it's just the timing of when she said this, and I think she meant well.
I get it, but also, let's direct your anger at the people who didn't vote or who voted at Trump instead of, like,
because Oprah did cast her vote.
Oprah don't care about you. Oprah's a rich lady.
So, Britney Spears did command her fans. So, she had a concert the day after the election.
Yeah.
And she told her, she was like, give it up for my band. And people were just kind of sitting. And usually, like, the audience was like, abnormally quiet, which it's the day after the election, and I get it.
I get it.
They thought they were going to a Britney Spears party, and people just were not mentally ready for this.
They're like, oh shit, we got Britney tickets.
She was like, stand the fuck up and cheer for my dancers. That's what Britney Spears
You know what? I appreciate her for that. She cares about her band and her dancers.
Her dancers were, like, working it out up there. And they also, listen, y'all, they also had the election results and still had to go out and put out a fucking show.
They had to go and work for your asses, and you're just sitting there.
She said, stand the fuck up. And then Kerry Washington tweeted, Olivia Pope is trending, but Olivia Pope is not real.
She said
What's
that?
Real is the need for love today. Love yourself. Take care of you and your loved ones.
I love Kerry Washington for that 100%. Yeah.
And I do too. I also just wanted to throw, you know, we have Lena Dunham. She's come under fire on this podcast, and I just wanted to, you know, praise her. She wrote a letter of, you know, don't agonize, organize. And I think a lot of these white ladies and white folks have gotten woke of like, oh shit, I need to start doing more.
And I appreciate that. Maybe next time she can tone down her glib and smugness a little bit, because it is, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that was our Minority Corner Celebrities React to the Election Edition. That's good. Thanks for stopping by.
I know her.
And Mariah Carey still does not know Jennifer Lopez.
Ask Minority Corner anything.
Anything. You can ask us anything. Okay, here we are.
We're here.
Second week.
I like it.
Second week of Ask Minority Corner Anything. Yes. Let's go to Corner Kid Link.
All right.
With our question for today.
Hello, NAK and James. This is Link from Seattle, Washington. And my question for you guys is, do you know of any resources available for white couples who adopted a newborn black baby? Thanks so much. Love the show. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Link, for your question. So y'all just adopted a black baby. I don't have any resources, so I'm going to let Aneke take it away.
Okay, first and foremost, y'all need to know how to do that hair. So go to YouTube. If you have a girl or a boy, it does not matter. You need to know how to get that hair on point. You don't want your kid going out there looking crazy. So it may take some time. It may take some practice, but you will learn how to do it. You will find the right products for your child's hair. And I'm not saying specific ones because we have a multitude of beautiful different hair textures.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So you have to find the one that's going to work for your child.
Exactly. Two, get some lotion. Lotion your child. Mm-hmm.
Yep, keep it moisturized.
Black people always got some lotion on them.
And that's also, I think, our secret for staying young. We also have good genes, mm-hmm. and we moisturize like hell, mm-hmm. so it keeps us looking young.
Yes.
And y'all should moisturize, too, if you don't. A family that moisturizes together stays young and not dry together.
I am full on board with that rhyme.
I worked on it.
Two, I would definitely try and find a diverse daycare for your baby. Mm. Surround your child with one other black children and other children of different races and ethnicities, because then that way they can see that they aren't just the other, you know?
Yeah, good call.
You know, there's a lot of great books out there, too.
And that'll also allow you to connect with other families of diversity as well, too, which, I mean, I've lived in, you know, the Washington area before. Sometimes it can be a little challenging. I'm sure it's there, but it'll just help you, again, supporting that baby so it feels, like Aneke said, supported and loved and not otherized.
Yes.
Because there will be the challenges of that, too. And also helping that child connect to its culture, too.
Yes. I love it. That's the next part, is connecting your children to their culture. There is a great graphic novel called March 1-2. John Lewis, you know, the congressman from Georgia, he...
Martin Luther King.
Yes. So, check that one out, because then you'll be able to teach your child about the history of the country in a cool kind of graphic style.
Right.
Definitely go to your local library. There's so many great, like, Leo and Diane Dillon. They are illustrators and also great books about diversity. One book that I grew up with that I loved is called The People Can Fly, and it's all about African proverbs and stories that were passed down from slave times and Africa. Beautiful art. And it's Leo and Diane Dillon are an interracial couple, so they fill their artwork with so much multiculturalism. And their art is gorgeous. I almost like wanted to get a tattoo of one of their illustrations on my body. And a lot of their stories are very Afrocentric and African American. So highly suggest Leo and Diane.
It's interesting, like, a lot of these books and things that you're talking about was opening, like, I almost think that all parents should actually broaden their horizons. If we're looking at, like, getting away from just the regurgitated white male patriarchy and those books and stories that we've all... I'm tired of hearing about Johnny Appleseed. I don't want to hear about it no more.
Yeah, it's time for John Henry.
Out of my face. Out of my face. I'm done with you.
Yeah, for example, also, and one thing that I think I want to really want to advise you guys to do, because you can't escape Disney and you can't escape classics, but it's always good to just have a conversation with your children. Like, one thing that I was very lucky and fortunate to have was the conversations when watching, for example, Dumbo and the crows. One crow is named Jim Crow, and mm-hmm. they're all stereotypically black, was that we watched it, but it also became a conversation. Don't shy away from the conversations with your children, you know? There is a news anchor named Frank Somerville who, here in the Bay Area, he adopted a black daughter. And he went viral because he posted a picture of him doing her hair. And yeah. he will constantly talk about the struggles, ups and downs, and all arounds that he has had by having one biological white daughter and then also an adopted black daughter. And I think it's very moving, and it shows that just by having conversation and being honest and being open, that you can have mm-hmm. that it works, and it's loving yeah. and it's wonderful. And you know what? I commend you guys. Like, it's
yeah,
it's good.
It's yeah, absolutely. Me too. I absolutely commend as well. And that you're, you know, I don't know that I hope that this is what most parents do who are adopting a child outside of their own race, that they are going to put down the work. And it's not just like, oh, I have a baby. Like, there's different right. challenges, even if you adopt, like, you know, an Asian baby or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And Aneke also did a really good job. There's an episode designed specifically for you. I don't remember which episode it is in our backlog, but you've done children's shows.
Oh, yeah, African children's shows.
African children's shows. I think you've even done African, like, books. Like, there yes. are children's stories. So there, look in our back catalog. There are some other resources there for you as well, too.
Yes.
Aneke done the work for you. She is there.
I'm trying to support Aneke, y'all with some research. I am
you've
not.
You've got Godmother Aneke is right here for you. She's like your baby's fairy godmother.
And also, neither James nor I are parents or
it's all speculation and ideas, so also, you know, you gotta change the diapers and the baby's gonna spit up all over the place and you're not gonna ever sleep, so
maybe just take what we're saying with a grain of salt too.
Yeah, just some ideas here, but thank you for wanting our opinions and idea.
Yeah, thank you so much, Link. This was like I was not expecting this type of question from an Ask Minority Corner question.
See,
so
we got all kinds of things.
It's good. Keep yeah. them coming. Please keep them coming.
And this is inspiring me because I want to have, like, a united beta 10 of children, like, when I adopt my babies.
Okay.
Because I want to get babies from all over. I'm inspired by Angelina Jolie. And I want babies from all over the world, so we can have, like, a mini UN meeting.
Instead of saying Angelina Jolie, you should say Josephine Baker, because she was the first person to do it.
Oh, okay, Joe Bake. Mm-hmm. That's who I call her.
Ooh, I like
Joe
Bake, that.
Me and Joe Bake. Also, I do have to say I've been very team Angelina Jolie during this whole entire divorce situation, as I was devastated during this process.
I don't know.
But I can't hate on Brad Pitt too much, because you know what? Mm-hmm. His group Plant, know whose production company I saw at the beginning of Moonlight? Plan B. Who owns Plan B?
Brad Pitt.
So I can't even hate on him.
He's been doing, actually, this is the type of allyship work that I kind of really want to emphasize. He's been behind Plan B, which has produced so many movies that have starred people of color and supported yeah. people whose voices don't normally get heard. Plan B yeah. isn't called Brad Pitt Palooza, I'm doing this for everybody, I'm a white savior. You know, it's just
it's
called Plan
very
B.
Very casual.
Just doing it.
Just doing it, yeah. So he's doing it, so I can't even hate. So do your thing. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but
that's very kind of you. That's tender.
I can be nice and tender, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why
okay.
we're friends.
All right, Link. Good luck with your baby. We look forward to hearing updates, I guess.
Yes.
And seeing how that goes.
Have fun with the hair. I have fun with mine.
Yeah. And if there's anything else, you can feel free to post into the Minority Corner Kids Playground of any other resources that you find. There's only, like, 9 members in the playground. Y'all asked for this, and nobody
People
joined it.
People sign
it's
up.
It's a private group, and that you just have to find it, Minority Corner Kids Playground.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of goodies waiting for you inside.
In fact, I think there's one person that wants to be approved to be in the playground that I saw.
Oh, we got to get him in there.
I know.
Oh. All right. Well, and again, continue to send your audio recordings to Ask Minority Corner Anything. Say your name. Keep your question underneath a minute. You can also say where you're from if you'd like, and any shout outs. But keep it underneath a minute because we will cut you off.
Oh.
And email it to minoritycorner with a K at gmail.com.
Yes.
Aneke didn't know about the cutoff.
I didn't. I'm going to make a question. Things got intense.
I'm going to do a question next week. I'm going to be like, hello.
No, don't you dare.
Shania Twain. And my question is,
you guys need to send in some questions.
How many cheeseburgers should I eat and make a song about eating cheeseburgers?
No.
It's Mission Out Twain.
This is way longer than a minute.
So if we don't get any questions, we'll have questions from guest star Shania Twain. So it's on you all.
Awesome.
I have a question. I was wondering.
More questions.
It's Mishnah Twain. And I was wondering how I could be an ally. Listen to the episode, Shania Twain. We already answered all that.
That's Shania Twain?
That was Shania Twain. She asked a question.
What has she been doing?
She's been busy. Hang out with Pierce Brosnan, which we still didn't answer that question. We did fail on that account. We never answered, where's Pierce Brosnan and what's he doing?
Yeah, but do we care?
I mean, some people do.
Ooh, that's mean.
That
I don't want to be mean.
I
need to be nicer.
Especially if I'm running for political office. And I actually am considering running for office. I'm doing research. I actually have a meeting later on today with someone who runs campaigns. I forgot to tell you
Ooh,
this.
I support you.
Yeah. So if you guys will have information on how I can run for office, I'm dead serious. I am highly interested in running for a political office. And I know I've said some things on this podcast, but it doesn't matter. I can still get elected.
Because look who we elected president. Yeah. So
if you have any information, please message me, or maybe you know how I can get funding, or how do I do it, what offices I could run for. I'm willing to start local and small and go for it. Part of the Minority Corner Coalition.
It.
Let's build a coalition, y'all.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, before you become the next president of the United States, we do have a show coming up next weekend.
Yes. Please come. There are tickets still available.
Yes. When is this show coming out, actually?
Oh, this will be actually, this episode will be airing on that Friday, so there'll still be time this morning.
Yes.
If you haven't bought your ticket yet, you can go to the Chicago Podcasting Festival.
Yes, we are performing tonight.
Tonight, yes, we're performing tonight at the Chicago Podcasting Festival, so please come on over.
Get those tickets. ChicagoPodcastFestival.org, or if you are in Chicago, just go to Steppenwolf Theater.
Yep, the show's at 7. If you have friends in the area, tell them to come. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna keep this rolling on of action, like inspiring people to get out there and stay involved, and also just be a support and resource for people. We got some great love this week. People who were hurting from the election and they weren't sure about how our episode was gonna go, and people were into it. We had you laughing. We had you getting fired up. And we're happy to do that. We are here for you as we march forward.
Yes. Forward. Twitter, Minority Corner with a K. Facebook, Minority Corner with a K. Corner Kids Playground.
Corner Kids Playground.
And I think that covers it.
Absolutely. I do. Can I read a quote from James Baldwin to close us out?
Please do.
Okay, this is from good old Jimmy Baldwin, who also, if you look at pictures of Michelle Obama over the next 4 years, if you ever get sad, those make me happy. She's beautiful.
Vogue, 3 times.
Yes.
Love it.
So James Baldwin says, you know, as we are engaging and moving forward, and you're going to be hit with some opposition, and he says that we can disagree and still love each other. Unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. And I like that because it just shows us, like, that's what we are fighting for. This isn't just a conversation of, like, taxes and stuff like that. It is us fighting for our right to be seen and to exist. So,
yes.
It's just some inspiration as you march forward.
I love it. Thank you so much, James. Keep those quotes coming. They're, like, really inspiring.
Some really smart folks here. So, here we go. All right. Happy Friday. Stay fired up. Keep marching forward.
Yes.
Listen to that music. And let's do it, y'all.
Let's do it. Do it.
Do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. That song always makes me want to rub my nipples. Anyways, I digress.
Bye. I love Kerry Washington for that 100%.
What movies should I go see this weekend?
Should I care about the Emmys?
Is this meme already dead? Is VR cool?
What happened to Choose Your Own Adventure book?
Are the Kardashians for real?
For answers to these questions and so much more, come on over to Pop Rocket, a pop culture roundtable show with me, Guy Branum,
Winter Mitchell,
Margaret Wappler,
and Oliver Wang.
Catch us every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you decide to get your podcast. I'm not going to judge.
Instead of doorbusting for a plasma TV this Black Friday, how about you stay in and snag the best deal of all? Max FunCon 2017 tickets. Max FunCon West returns to Lake Arrowhead next June, and Max FunCon East is back in the Poconos next September. Tickets for both go on sale Friday, November 25th, and they're gonna sell out fast. So mark your calendars and visit MaxFunCon.com on November 25th to secure your spot. Max FunCon, way more fun than a smartwatch or whatever.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.